Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. Today is Saturday, so I'm going to do a short podcast on slang or informal language. When I was at school, the slang you used was really important. It showed what sort of person you were and what sort of group you hung around with. You see, if I was talking to my teachers or my friends' parents, I'd say, "Hello," or "Good morning, how are you?" This is friendly enough, but it would have sounded quite formal if I was talking to my friends. Now, this language comes round in cycles, and I'm not going to pretend to know what's in fashion now, so here are some slang greetings and ways of saying goodbye that have been around for a long time and are examples of the sort of language you'll hear if you ever visit the UK. Well, if you ever visit the UK and go to a pub. Okay, I need to add another clarification. I grew up in the southeast of England, and although I believe this language is widely used, you may well find differences in different parts of the UK. The first phrase is, "All right." This means hello. Technically, it's short for "Are you all right?" But we just say, "All right." And the appropriate response is, "All right." Notice the pronunciation. It's very lazy. If I slow it down, it's something like, "All right." We don't normally pronounce the L or the T. When I was at school, if I was walking past a column of friends, we would sound a bit like ducks greeting. "All right, all right, all right, all right, all right." Very often, "all right" is followed by "mate." "All right, mate." The word "mate" means friend, but is used quite generally to show that the speaker is friendly. I would say this to people I'd just met without any thought about whether or not they were my mate. It's just part of the greeting. "All right, mate." When I was at primary school, the most common greeting for a while was "watcha." This is short for "what are you doing?" Now, like "all right," although this is in the form of a question, the speaker is not interested in the answer, and the appropriate response is simply "watcha." This has been in and out of fashion, but I still hear it now and again. Like "all right," it's often followed by "mate." "Watcha, mate." "Watcha, mate" has at times been a very common greeting. Now, informal language in the UK is very shallow in meaning. We do not express deep feelings with this sort of language. In fact, the pub is not the place for deep feelings, so we like to keep everything simple and present. For this reason, the normal phrase we use that follows "all right, mate" is "how's it going?" We do not ask "how are you?" It's not that we don't care about each other, it's just that we're in the pub to relax and we don't expect to be burdened with other people's problems. So we say, "how's it going? I want to know how things are for you right now, here in the pub, not what troubles you're having at work or at home. How's it going now?" Occasionally, "how are you doing?" And the appropriate response, no matter how you're actually doing, is, "not bad, mate. You?" listen to the pronunciation, because it's tricky. How's it going? How's it going? Or, how you doing? How you doing? Instead of saying thank you, we normally say cheers. So, if someone gets you a drink in the pub, you say, cheers, mate. Even if they're repaying you for a drink you bought them, you always say cheers or thanks. I bring this up because it's a polite, informal thing to say to bar staff and bus drivers when you leave their places of work. Now, when you're saying goodbye to your friends, it's very common to say, see you later. These days, I often say bye, but for years, the only phrase I used was see you later. This is also heavily contracted to see you later. It doesn't matter if you're never going to see the person again. Even if your friend was about to emigrate halfway across the world, you could still say, see you later. There was a path where people used to hang out at break time at my school, and when I arrived there, I'd greet my friends using the duck-like, alright, 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 alright. And when I'd leave, I'd say, see you later, see you later, see you later, see you later, see you later. So there you have some essential informal language. Alright, mate. Watch you, mate. How's it going? How you doing? Cheers, mate, and see you later. If you're interested in informal English and slang, come back next Saturday when I'll record a new podcast on this sort of language. In these Saturday slang podcasts, I will also cover swear words as they're very commonly used and don't get much coverage in normal language classrooms. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.